Welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. And my special guest today is my good friend Ariane Thomas. We're going to continue with the crystal shapes. This is part deux of the crystal shapes that a lot of you have been waiting for the last few weeks while we kind of had other things that interfered. So welcome to the show, Ariane.
Well, thank you, Dr. Valerie. It's a pleasure to be here again. I love talking about crystals, and I always enjoy the opportunity to be on your show.
Well, and it's so much fun to have you on the show, too. I mean, you know, if you can't have your good friends on the show, what good is it, huh?
Right.
So that's a good thing, and I don't know if you recognize that music that I was playing, but that was Misa. And for those of you who are interested, the CD is by Misara, M-I-S-A-R-A. And if you'd like more details, just drop me an email, and I'll be glad to forward it off, excuse me, to Misa. And it's quite a nice, uplifting little CD, and I've kind of adopted it as my theme song, because it seems like, you know, time to wake up from your sleep is a really good way to start. So today, we are going to talk about our crystal friends more, and about the different types, so that when you look at a crystal, you'll know by looking at however many sides it has or what features it has, what type of crystal you've just picked up. So, take it away, Ariane.
Okay. I know it's a little difficult when I'm trying to describe these crystals, and we're going to go into some more of the clear crystal quartz again, because as we get to talking, I can talk all day about crystals,
yeah.
And I know it's hard to describe some of these crystals if you don't have a picture in front of you. And one of the things that I wanted to do a couple of weeks ago, the last time I was on the show, was to give you some references so you can look at pictures and you can see what I'm talking about. When we were talking the last time about what the tabbies were and what the generator crystals were and what the transmitter crystals were, because when I'm talking about you look for windows and things. And let me just quickly go over what I'm talking about for those who missed the last show. Tabular crystals, and we're all talking here at the moment about clear quartz crystals. Tabular crystals were the crystals we were talking about that had two flat sides, so that if you pick up a clear quartz crystal, it looked like somebody squashed them, so that they have like two flat sides on them, like somebody rolled over them with a truck tire or something. And those are kind of pretty easy to describe over the radio. But when you're talking about generator crystals, where they have six natural facets that join at the top to form an apex, those two are fairly easy to describe. But when you're talking about a transmitter crystal that has a perfect triangle in the center of the crystal that's connected by two symmetrical seven-sided faces, and a channeling crystal that has a large seven-sided face on the front of the crystal. You know, those things are pretty hard to visualize when you're sitting at home and listening to the radio and going, a seven-sided face. Now, what does that look like? So let me give you some references to books that have some pictures in that you can look at.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I always think it's nice to refer to pictures when you are when you're sitting at home. So get a pencil and paper, and I will, Valerie, if you'll remind me, let's stop a couple minutes before the end of the show, and I'll repeat these references again.
Okay.
The first books that I actually started with were by Katrina Raphael, and that's K-A-T-R-I-N-A. That's her first name. And her last name is Raphael, R-A-P-H-A-E-L-L. And she has a set of three books out. And volume one is Crystal Enlightenment. And volume two is Crystal Healing. And volume three is Crystalline or Crystalline Transmission.
That should help people quite a bit.
I'm sorry, Dr. Valerie. I didn't quite hear that.
Oh, I was just saying that should help people quite a bit.
It does.
Crystal references.
The one that has the pictures of the quartz crystal is volume two on crystal healing. Because like I said, if you only have one stone that you're going to use, to travel with or to take with you going anywhere, pick a quartz crystal. And that's your all-purpose stone. If you're going to get into crystal healing, and, you know, traveling and doing all kinds of things with, other crystals, then explore other stones. But your quartz crystal is your basic all-around crystal.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I always carry one with me in my purse too, because you never know when you might need it.
I do too. I always have a quartz crystal with me. And for another reference, let me give you the Bible of crystals, and that's a book by Melody, and that's her full name is Melody,
mm-hmm.
M-E-L-O-D-Y, and it's called Love is in the Earth,
mm-hmm.
And this is the dictionary. Melody is wonderful, and this book is almost comprehensive. She has some additional volumes out. This book tells you the hardness of stones, and it tells you what their astrological sign is, what their numerical sign is. She has stones in here that if you have thousands of dollars, you can get a 1 ounce stone. And the only problem with this encyclopedia is that it doesn't have pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So that if you need to know what to look for, she'll tell you that it is, you know, rash yellow to iridescent green, or, you know, it ranges from pink to light purple in plate-like crystals or tabulars or masses, but you don't know what it actually looks like.
Mm-hmm.
She does have a second volume that has pictures in it, and other volumes, too. Now, Melody also has a website. I actually haven't looked for Katrina's website, and she may have a website, too. And also, there are numerous websites out there that show you pictures of crystals, and have lots and lots of crystal information. But if you want something to keep on hand that you can just take a look at real quick and say, now is this a window, or is this a channeling crystal, or is this a transmitter crystal, I highly recommend Katrina Raphael's book. And it's an older volume. I mean, this hasn't come out in the last 2 years, but it has, it's a 1987 book, but I still find it, basic, easy to use and easy to understand.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thing.
There's also Michael's, Gemstone Dictionary by Judith Ann. And that's all one word, J-U-D-I-T-H-A-N-N, David. And that, too, doesn't have pictures in it. One of the things I like about Judith Ann David's book is that it tends to index the crystals according to what you use them for.
Mm-hmm.
So that if you need a crystal for compassion, you would look up compassion and you would get a crystal for it. If you have a toothache, you can look up toothache and it'll give you the crystals to use. There's a variety of books out there for a variety of different purposes.
Mm-hmm. Well, personally, I just go for the laptop, you know.
Right.
But there have been times when I wish that I had something on hand because I'm on satellite. So, you know, if the storm knocks my satellite out, I'm sitting here going, darn.
Right. And Dr. Valerie, what are your favorite websites?
My favorite website. Let me see if I can find that. You know, let's take a look here. You know, my filing is really horrendous. But there were a couple crystal websites that I was looking at. Now, the question is, can I find them?
Go ahead.
Don't know where I put them, but they were looking at my laptop now, so I filed them somewhere.
Okay. Well, I can always suggest to our listeners that it's always valuable to go to classes or conferences or seminars because one of the valuable things there is normally you get to handle the crystals and sometimes you get to see things that you may not be able to afford.
True.
I have seen and been able to hold crystals either at gem and mineral shows or at classes and conferences that cost like $20,000 or $45,000 that I would never be able to afford myself, that I only read about in books or on the website, that I wouldn't have had that experience. And so I, you know, highly recommend going to special classes and shows just to get the experience.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, there's so many new things being discovered also. I just had a friend give me some phenacite crystals, which are extremely high vibration, and they're charging a lot of money for these little tiny things, and they don't look like much. You know, they're just like little kind of, they look like balls of blue pollen, you know, like a light blue, very interesting looking little things, but you know, they're quite expensive. So, like, one of them could cost you a buck for this little teeny tiny thing that's like a 16th of an inch around.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at those kinds of things, too. And, you know, all of these things, I've noticed, well, you know this, too. But the crystals, the mineral kingdom, actually affects us physically, psychologically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, depending on what it is. Because it's all, you know, it's made from frequency, so it fits right in with the whole quantum physics explanation of things. Which, people, is why I am having Ariane on the show explaining about crystals to you, because it all kind of fits in with the frequency of quantum physics, and it's another part of healing. So for those of you who are wondering, okay, why is Dr. Valerie having somebody on talking about crystals? That's why, because everything is frequency and vibration, and we're finding more and more out about that. So when you look at quantum physics, this makes perfectly good sense, how these things can affect us and why they're good for us. All right, so, sorry, I'll get down off my soapbox now. So go ahead.
No, and as a matter of fact, I'll just follow up on that. You can, you know, when we get folks around that are skeptics, and they say, "Oh, you're one of those crystal folks," and you go, "Yes." isn't it pretty?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can tell your mother or whatever, "Oh, isn't that pretty? I found this nice rock." And you can use it as decoration. But having crystals in your field, in your art field, or around your house, or next to your bed, that alone will help you alter your vibration. Just being in their presence, because they carry their own energy field. And when you take a crystal and meditate with it and consciously interact with it, then that alters your field even quicker. And so if you are consciously trying to change your life, if you are trying to change an emotional issue in your life, a spiritual issue, or a physical issue, such as manifest prosperity or wealth, you want to change your relationship in your life, the crystals will help you do that.
Mm-hmm.
They will help you change the vibration in your life, because it will change in your field, and you will be able to manifest. You will be able to change negative patterns in your aura. You will be able to wash away negative thinking. You will be able to protect yourself from negativity in your field. If you take crystals to work, if you're working with someone who is projecting negative thoughts at you, and you don't need to plunk it, you know, in front of you, put it in your desk drawer, and it'll protect you from the negative energy around you. Or plunk it in the front of your desk.
Yeah, I used to use a black tourmaline.
Yes.
And I would stick that there. I carry it in my pocket, especially
right.
when I was surrounded with people that were really negative, because it drains your energy.
It does.
You know, and life is hard enough without having your energy drained every 5 minutes by some idiot. So sometimes I'd have two big chunks of black tourmaline, one in each pocket, and
mm-hmm.
I'd be standing there talking to somebody and just kind of holding those, and they'd look at me, and they'd be trying to get a rise out of me, you know. And
mm-hmm.
they'd look at me, and they'd go, "This isn't bothering you, is it?" And I'd go, "Nope." And they just turn around and, you know, go look for another victim.
Yep.
But it's kind of interesting to watch how people respond, because all of a sudden they realize they're throwing all this energy out at you and trying to affect some change or whatever they want you to do, get upset or mad or whatever, I don't know. And, you know, you just kind of stand there calmly and just watch them do their little dog and pony show, and after a while they get bored and leave.
Mm-hmm.
So that does help.
If they can't get a rise out of you, they don't come back.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, you know, when we came back from Tucson, and oh, boy, did we have fun in Tucson. Oh, my gosh, at the
we
Tucson
did.
Gem and Mineral Show. And for those of you who listened at the show right after that, you know I came back with lots of really beautiful crystals, including a big, beautiful amethyst geode and some generator crystals for my home in the office and all kinds of stuff. And one of the things that I thought was really funny was I had a big box full of a bunch of these crystals, some clusters and some single points and stuff. And I just kind of had them sitting in this box. And I'd go digging in there, and I'd look for something. And, you know, I cleared out kind of a circle in the center. And I noticed for a couple of weeks the box sat there because I was busy doing other things. And every time I walked by that box, one of my cats was sitting in the middle of the circle of crystals, just sitting there with eyes closed and purring. And I thought that was pretty interesting. And I looked at him, and I said, "What do you know that we don't know?"
They do that. They
mm-hmm.
do that. Yes. So crystals carry their own vibration, and they will help you with your vibrations. And that is one of the reasons to consciously work with crystals. And so I encourage everyone to work with crystals because they do work with our resonance, they work with the harmonics, and they change your energy field. And that's exactly what Dr. Valerie is doing in her practice and in her life, and she understands that. I understand what she's doing, and we both work together knowing that we are addressing the same issues from different perspectives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I've often said I'll do whatever it takes to get somebody well, and I don't care how crazy somebody thinks it is. You know, if it works, that's what I'm interested in. And that's how you get true healing. You know, you have to be willing to take a risk sometimes and, you know, not follow the herd.
Mm-hmm. And I've combined the crystal energy healing with sound medicine. I have combined it with visual vibrational healing, such as mandalas and symbols. And I've also used it in addition to Dr. Valerie's holodynamic room, and they all complement each other, and they all increase your vibrational field.
Yeah, it's quite interesting, and that might be a good time to mention that we're doing a study right now, and we've got 12 people running through the holographic room. And they all happen to be psychics because, you know, I live in Sedona. But we found that using RFI, which is resonant field imaging, also known as kind of like an external MRI, we are actually seeing changes in the people in 15 minutes in that room. And the room has crystals in it. So I don't know, maybe I need to take the crystals out to do a more objective reading. But they're kind of part of all the system. And one of the things we found with this RFI, we measure them before they're in the room and then right after. And we're checking many different things. We're checking eyesight, blood pressure, pulse, RFI, and radiation levels. Because we're finding everybody has background radiation. So 15 minutes in that room and they come out without any radiation, which is really interesting. And the question is, you know, do the crystals do it? Do the holographic projectors do it? I think it's projectors, actually. But the crystals help to potentiate what's going on. And everybody is seeing a difference, including the dog that we have in the study. So we just figured she was coming along with a sight-impaired person, and we thought, well, what the heck? Let's do the dog, too. So we're finding very interesting things. Maybe I'll do a study on just crystals. That'd be kind of fun.
Oh, wait,
you know, and see what the differences are, you know, before and after crystal treatment.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm having all kinds of fun doing this research.
Right, right. Well, perhaps we should get back to our crystals, since I'm sure that that's what some people listened in for. But
yeah, you think? All right, let's do that.
All right. Of course, Dr. Valerie and I talk about all different kinds of things because we're interested in all different kinds of things. But for those of you who are not web surfers, there's some hard copies for you. Otherwise, if Dr. Valerie finds some of her websites while we're chatting, she can give you those.
So let me give you the two that I use the most. One is called Crystal Links, CrystalLinks.com. And the other is rainbowcrystal.com. So RAINBOWCRYSTAL.com. And they have nice pictures and information there and articles on crystals and things like that. So when I'm looking for a quick answer of something fairly simple, I'll usually go to those two sites and find what I need. And there's plenty more, you know, if you're a computer person, you can get on and Google crystals and, you know, you'd get a gazillion entries there and you can pick and choose what you want.
Yes, because I think there's something like 40,000 crystal sites the last time I looked.
I'm looking at it now, 52,900,000 entries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, they're talking all crystals, not just quartz, and they're talking liquid crystal, and they're talking snowflakes and water and salt crystals and all that kind of stuff.
Just referring to, like, stones. Yeah. It's probably, I think.
Yeah, I think they'd have to, like, you know, narrow it down to quartz crystals.
Something. But, you know, check out Dr. Valerie's first. Okay, well, I did have a couple of other clear quartz crystals that I wanted to talk about that I didn't get to the last time I was on the show, just to kind of round things out. One of the crystals that I certainly enjoyed was the Isis crystal. An Isis crystal is a five-sided crystal with the baseline connected to two lines which rise at a slightly extended angles to meet with two larger angles which meet at a perfect point, which means you have two sides that are longer than the other sides. But they all meet at a perfect point. And the more symmetrical between the opposing sides, the more balanced the crystal energies are.
Mm-hmm.
So that if you have like a generator which is six-sided and it comes to a point, an Isis crystal is five-sided and two of the sides are opposite and they're longer than the other three sides. Now, you know, I hope you can visualize that.
Mm-hmm.
And the Isis crystals are wonderful because they contain secrets to healing and to the renewal of life. And they're also connected to divine justice. Basically, the Isis crystals are good for balancing and integrating emotions in tough situations. If you know the story of Isis and Osiris, Isis was Osiris's wife, and the pharaoh was angry at Isis, at Osiris, because he didn't do what he wanted him to do, and so they killed Osiris. And Isis loved him so much that she followed him into the netherworld, and and his spirit went into a tree, and she went up to the tree, and she hugged the tree and loved the tree so much that she became pregnant with Osiris's child, and she tried to bring Osiris back to life, and the pharaoh's men had chopped Osiris up into little pieces, and Osiris became the god of the netherworlds. And when Osiris's child grew up, he avenged his father by killing the pharaoh. And so Isis is the queen of justice as well as renewal, because she brought Osiris back to life in the netherworld. And so she moved through her grief in order to bring renewal back to her husband and to bring life back to the world. Mm-hmm. And so the Osiris crystal is a good crystal if you're going through really tough emotional times. I use Osiris when people are going through divorces and are having a hard time moving through the grief of the death of a spouse or the death of a child.
Mm-hmm.
And the Isis crystal can be very, very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is a particularly strong crystal that is that carries a lot of harmonizing energy when you're in a really tough spot.
I should have had a necklace of those a few years ago, you know.
Excuse me?
I should have had a necklace of those a few years ago.
You're right. It would have helped you quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And for any of our listeners that are out there going through emotional trauma. And it doesn't necessarily have to mean spouses or partners. You know, if your mother has passed or your father has crossed over, any kind of emotional upheaval in your life, if you've lost your job, that can be very traumatic, particularly if it somehow involves something that's been done unfairly or unjustly, because ISIS is also about getting justice done, and that's why ISIS has kind of appealed to me, because I've also been one of those who came into this life going, that's not fair, and trying to right wrongs. And so if you feel like there's been a justice, been an injustice in your life that's connected with your grieving, an ISIS crystal in particular is the one for you to look for to help you move through that and help you to see what is the right path to move forward on in order to right that wrong or to go on and renew your life in a different form.
Mm-hmm.
So the ISIS crystals are just wonderful.
You know, I'm looking at, speaking of ISIS, one of the sites that I forgot to mention is exquisitecrystals.com.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Yeah, and they have a ton of crystals on there, and they have celestials and things like that. And I'm looking at the lithium crystals because I didn't know that lithium came in this beautiful pink crystal. And I found some down at the gem show, and I gave them to a couple people that had bipolar disease. And what they've got under lithium quartz on this particular site is a grandmother with baby's crystal, nearly perfect point, ISIS face, and a generator.
Oh, and, wonderful.
Yeah, this thing is 12 by 6 inches, 15 and a half pounds, and it's only $2,750. But, you know, it's just to show what's out there. And that kind of reminded me that, you know, when I use crystals in my practice, a lot of times I'll look at somebody and I'll just know they need a particular mineral. I would much rather give someone a lithium quartz crystal to hang on to for those times when they're going through the bipolar stuff and going into depression. I'd rather have them hang on to that lithium crystal and walk around with it, or, you know, put it next to their skin or something and let the body absorb what it actually needs from that crystal, rather than giving them lithium by mouth, which is extremely toxic.
Yes.
And, you know, I've proved this with a couple of people I've given these things to. You know, I just tell them, whenever you start to get depressed or whenever things seem unbalanced, take out that crystal and hold it. And they do, and it brings them right back. And I'm talking, you know, going from schizophrenic episodes, you know, where they have little flights of ideas, and you're kind of looking at them going, oh, boy, I know what's going on here. And you hand them one of these crystals, and it calms them right down. It's just amazing.
That's
so the stuff
wonderful.
Does have a lot of application, people. And if you're already a quartz crystal fan or any kind of crystal fan, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if this is your first time listening to something on crystals, we're doing it for a reason. You can get some good information here. All right, sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
No. I think that is fabulous. I tend to use crystals for pain control instead of drugs.
Mm-hmm. Much better for you.
Yeah, because I would rather do that than put something in my mouth that I have to that affects my body.
Mm-hmm.
But you also touched on something that I was going to bring up next. Thank you very much, Dr. Valerie.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing I was going to talk about was the celestials, because
mm-hmm.
the celestials are wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, a lot of times people aren't really sure if they're quartz crystals,
mm-hmm.
because they look so strange. They feel like quartz. But the reason they don't look like quartz is because They look like quartz with multiple geometric patterns in them. Mm-hmm. They are like terminated all over the body of the quartz. And they have like broken faces, and they go every which way. When you pick one up, they almost look like they could be calcite, except that they're cool like quartz.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are smoky, and they have terminated points, or multiple terminated points, and they may have no apex. They may not have any point, any single point on an celestial. They may not look like a quartz in that they may not come up from a center place. Most of them that I see look like they would sit in the palm of your hand. They look like a rock,
mm-hmm.
As opposed to a crystal, except that they do have the translucent color of a quartz stone. They look like you could see through them if they weren't so cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, go look at a book, look at them on a website, or go into a store and ask to see one, because celestials are the gift from the angels.
Mm-hmm.
Celestials are angelic quartz. They are so sweet. They are so wonderful. They feel angelic.
Mm-hmm.
They bring the presence of the angels with them. And when you use an celestial, they bring with them that heavenly presence that will care for you and comfort you and nurture you, as well as protect you.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the gift of the celestials.
Mm-hmm.
They work on the airplane, as in fire, water, earth, air, in that they bring the gift of air to you and lighten up your spirits. If you're feeling heavy, if you're feeling depressed, if something is feeling like a weight on your shoulders, get an celestial, because the angels will come and lighten your burden. They will also keep you grounded.
Well, that sounds like a pretty darn good thing to me.
It is. It is. Because there's sometimes when you're depressed where you can't feel solid. Where it's like there's nothing you can do, that you can't take action, you can't move, because you're so scattered. And the celestials will also ground you into the physical plane, so it feels like you can take movement.
Mm-hmm.
And so the celestials are great in that they ground you in the earth so that you can move forward, and yet they also bring in the angels to lighten your burdens.
Well, that sounds like a pretty darn good thing. So I think that people, if you don't have any celestials, you might want to consider it. And I have a big smoky quartz celestial that's actually a Herkimer smoky quartz celestial. So it's a real special stone.
That sounds like a very special stone.
Yeah, I think you've seen it. It's the one that sits on my altar.
Yes.
You know, it's about, it takes two hands to lift it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's quite a specimen.
Mm-hmm. The next one we'll talk about are Herkimers.
Okay.
And I just love how you just lead into the next one. I mean, lead into my list.
Well, I can't claim any great knowledge on that. All I can claim is that, you know, the universe works in mysterious ways.
Well, and I also think, Dr. Valerie and I have worked together for a while here, and I think we're a little psychically connected.
Yeah, you could probably say that.
Yeah. Herkimers, which people also call Herkimer diamonds, are called that because they're from Herkimer, New York. And when they first found Herkimer diamonds, they thought they were diamonds. They thought they were actual diamonds because they are double terminated, which means they have a point at both ends. And that's good because that means the energy runs both ways. And they started, whoever discovered them in New York started selling them as diamonds until the gemologist got a hold of them and disclosed it as a scam and said, no, these are not real diamonds. I think the government probably busted the people who were selling them for scads of money. But what Herkimer diamonds are they're very high quality quartz crystals. And Herkimer quartz generally sell for a very high price because they are very clear. And the higher the clarity of a quartz, the higher the energy. The value of a Herkimer is that because it is so clear, is it amps up the energy. It is a high-quality quartz, and its vibrational pattern is generally very high. And the larger the Herkimer, the clearer the Herkimer, the higher the vibration. And that's why Herkimers are in such demand are so valuable. There's nothing substantially different about a Herkimer than any other quartz except for its quality and clarity. If you are stuck on a project and cannot get clarity, cannot get it moving, then I encourage you to get some Herkimers and surround the project or a model of the project. Say you're trying to build a house and, you know, the money's not coming through, the contractor is being gritchy, the architect hasn't gotten the plans back, et cetera, et cetera. Take your Herkimer diamonds, meditate with them, see what's blocking the path, and pray with them for the highest good of everyone. Maybe you're not supposed to build this house. Maybe not now. Whatever. And then bless the Herkimers, bless the project, and like maybe the model of your house, the dream of your house, the mortgage, all the papers, the plans, whatever, put them on the table, surround it with your Herkimer diamonds, and bless it, and leave the Herkimer surrounding your project, and let it stay there for 2 or 3 days and see if it doesn't move the energy. And you'll find that the energy gets moved one way or another. Maybe the project falls through, and maybe that's the best thing for everyone. And if the project is meant to go, it'll happen. Or maybe they'll tell you, no, it's going to be 6 weeks, and maybe in 6 weeks the interest rate will drop, the construction costs will go down, something will happen that'll happen for the best.
Interesting. I was just thinking while you were talking about that I was doing prosperity stuff and placing the list kind of at one point of my smoky Herkimer Alessial that I have. And I hadn't even thought about the way I was placing it.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps that's what got everything moving, huh?
Yeah, and a lot of people work with crystals instinctively. And I find that I may do something, and then I'll be looking on a website, or I'll pick up a book and go, you know, I'm going to check this. And I'll find that I will have instinctively picked up the right crystal, or I will have instinctively pulled up the right quartz and go, oh, a transmitter crystal. Oh, and I wanted to get a hold of so-and-so. Well, she'll probably call.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens.
Interesting.
So.
Very interesting.
Yeah. They're wonderful out there.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have time for another one? Or?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
The last one I was going to talk about, just because I didn't want to get too overloaded on this session, is the laser crystals. Just because I have one that has helped me so much through the years. A laser crystal looks like a wand. And as a matter of fact, a lot of people use them like wands.
Mm-hmm.
They are pointy crystals, and they're quartz crystals. And if you go in, you will see that they look like wands or sometimes knives. They're generally straight, and the angles leading up to the point are straight. They don't all have to be straight, but you generally can recognize them because they're generally, I would say most of them naturally, and I'm not talking about the ones that they cut to make look like wands, but these are the natural wands are have naturally straight angles going mm-hmm. up to the tip, and then the tip, the apex, is where you have the angles. Most of the natural laser wands look rugged. And they look pretty ancient. You'll see a lot of them wrapped in wires, or you will see them with beading on them. But they are not necessarily clear. A lot of them are cloudy. The one that I have has a lot of rainbows in them, and I got mine, and it was mined in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
There are others that come from Arkansas, and there are others that come from other places. Mine was from a specific place west of Tucson, and the person I got it from actually mined it himself, and it was in an area that was struck by lightning.
Hmm.
And that's why it has rainbows in it.
Hmm.
And these laser crystals are meant for surgery, and they are meant for healing. If you run across one, if you're not a healer, only get it if you're going to give it to a healer, or be very careful with it if you're going to use it yourself, because they are very, very sensitive. I use mine to open and close meridians,
mm-hmm.
In the body, the Chinese meridian system. And what you have to remember if you're a healer is that if you open a meridian and clear out someone's negative energy to release negative patterns, you have to close someone's meridian. Otherwise, they're going to go out and walk around and leak energy, and someone can leak energy.
Okay, listeners, thank you so much for listening in, and thank you, Ariane, for being on the show. And if anyone has any further questions, they can reach Ariane at crystalwisdomcollections.com, or you can drop me an email at info@drvalerienmd.com. And again, thank you, listeners, for tuning in. And until next week, be healthy, be happy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much joy on your journey.